Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, 7-6, and the Mishnah continues to discuss the rights of workers regarding eating food while they're working with it. So our Mishnah here is going to say that a person is within his rights to waive his right to eat that food that he's working with, and to negotiate with the employer a higher compensation package in exchange for not eating the food. More than that, a husband or a father could negotiate that on behalf of his wife or his children. However, this is the essential point, and it's not perfectly clear in the Mishnah, so I'm going to make sure it's clear now. The person who's doing the working, let's call it the child or the wife, has to agree, him or herself, to waive his Torah-given rights to eat the food that, which with he's working. And if they agree to waive it, then a negotiation can be made. So that's the gist of our Mishnah, and therefore the converse will be true also. A person who is not able to waive his rights because they lack das, for example, a child, so then the father is unable to negotiate with the employer on behalf of the child for like better, more cash for less food because the child's unable to waive his or her rights to the food in the first place that the Torah gave him. So it says the Mishnah, Kotzetz Adam al Yedei Atzmo. The word Kotzetz, and we saw it in the same idea back in we were talking about ribbis before, that it's pre-stipulated. That was here too, the same kind of usage. It's a pre-stipulate. So the point is that a person could stipulate ahead of time regarding himself negotiating with his employer, saying, listen, I agree not to eat from the grapes that I'm picking in exchange for you giving me, 40 shekels an hour instead of 30 shekels an hour. Aydei beno vito hagadolim. He also could make such an arrangement on behalf of his son or daughter who are working to take the same employer. These are gedolim, meaning they're bar bat mitzvah age already, and that means they are able to waive. And as I'm going to emphasize again, the worker has to agree to waive. So not that the father can waive unilaterally the rights to the child, just the child agrees they're not going to eat in exchange for more money, and the father can do that arrangement, as the spokesperson, so to speak. Alidei avdo v'shivchaso hagedolim. Same goes if the man owns slaves, male or female slaves, as long as they are of age, meaning call it 13 years old. So then, if and only if the slaves agree to waive their rights to eat the food with which they're working, then the owner of the slaves can negotiate getting more wages in terms of cash. So, meaning something like this has to happen. The employer says, listen, if you agree to waive your right to eat the food that you're working with, I can get 40 shekels instead of 30 shekels an hour, and with that I'll use it to pay for your air conditioning in the back of the house or something like that. So as long as they agree, it can be done. Aliday ishto, same goes, he can do it on behalf of his wife, so let's say his wife works even at a different employer, he can negotiate that on behalf of his wife, as long as the wife agrees again to waive her rights to the food. Bimnei sheyesh behen das, all these people are able to waive their rights because they have das. In contrast, aval einu kotzetz al yedei beno bito haketanim, a father cannot waive those rights on behalf of his son or daughter who is not bar or bat mitzvah yet. The reason is because since they lack das, so even if they say they agree to not eat the food, the Torah said they can, and they are not legally capable of waiving that right because they're minors, and therefore the father can't make such an agreement. Same goes for a person's slaves. If the father is essentially renting out his slave, and the slave is 10 years old, he can't tell the person renting out the slave, to pay more wages per hour in exchange for the slave not agreeing not to eat from the food, because as a child, the slave cannot make such an agreement, can't waive their rights that the Torah gave him. V'lo yadei behemto, same goes for his animal, meaning the owner has a cow, he rents the cow out to his neighbor to do threshing. He can't strike a deal with his neighbor saying, listen, we'll muzzle the cow and you'll give me more rent. Cannot do that. In all those cases, mevnesha ein behendas, because the child or the animal which is doing the work with the food is not able to waive their rights, and the Torah looks at it again, like I said before, as sort of being unconscionable that a person could be working with the food and be hungry but not allowed to eat it, and therefore the Torah permitted these people, and there's no way for another person to waive their rights, and they can't waive their own rights because they're minors, therefore they have the right to eat no matter what.